In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Magi are foreigners. They're outsiders. Their people were different. Their culture was different. Their language was different. Their customs were different. They were completely different than these Jews. They were really not wise men, but they were really astrologers, people who study the stars to determine one's future. They assumed and thought that they had a special line of communication with the other world. And here they are. They're anything but Israel, the chosen people of God who live by the word of God. They are more of fortune tellers, horoscope readers, palm readers, rather than God's chosen people. Yet here they are, these foreigners, these outsiders. And so these men are really no different than we. We are Gentiles, foreigners, outsiders to the promise God made to Abraham. Our blood is not Jewish. Our heritage does not trace back to Sinai. Our people were not given the promised land of Canaan. So we are closer in blood to the nations that Israel drove out. We are closer in blood to those pagan Romans than we are to the people of God. At one time, we were not a people, but we were by nature enemies of God. We may not have studied the stars or worshipped emperors, but we substituted our feelings for stars and famous people for emperors. And yet Herod and all of Jerusalem are not disturbed because they are foreigners, but they're troubled by their message. They are looking for a Jewish king. They have seen a star in the east, and they have come to worship him. Herod was a descendant of Esau, not Jacob. He was an Edomite, not a Jew. He was known to kill his own family members just to retain the crown. And now these foreigners come asking for the Jewish king, asking merchants and shoppers and farmers and workers and priests and Levites, "Where is your king?" But no one had any idea what they were talking about. You see, these foreigners don't fit in. They wanted to worship a king. Jerusalem wanted to keep them quiet so Herod's wrath would not flare up. They wanted to present fine gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh, while Jerusalem simply wanted to pay their taxes to keep the status quo. Jerusalem loved this tyrant king more than the gracious king of the Jews. In short, Jerusalem lacked faith in the word of God. And so these foreigners don't fit in. They don't fit in with Israel because they believe the word of God spoken through the prophet Micah. "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." The star announced his birth, but the word of God pointed their camels in the right direction. How long would they have wandered around searching for the king of the Jews if the word had not guided them? The word reveals where the Christ is found. The word shows where Christ was present. And the Spirit worked through that word to embolden their confidence and strengthen their step. He increases their trust in their hearts. So they are not dissuaded by Jerusalem's trouble or Herod's power, but they go with eager hearts to their God and their king. As I said, these foreigners don't fit in. They believe the word of God and go to where their God is found, while Jerusalem, that holy city, remains stuck in the world. Through the word, the Spirit has also called you to where Christ is present. He has separated you from the nations and has made you a kingdom of priests. Once you were foreigners and outsiders, once you did not fit in with the people of God, once you were different. But now through word and water, God has brought you to himself. The Spirit has made you a people of God, brought out of the nations and into his wonderful light. That word of God is better than any star in the sky, for that word lights your path to where Christ is found. That word makes you different. It sets you apart. It makes you an outsider to the world around you, separated from the nations that surround you. You don't fit in with the world out there. For you are no longer Gentiles, but you have been grafted into the vine and been made children of Israel, sons of God. And so this is our nation. This is our culture. These are our people. For the Spirit has led each one of us to Christ by his word. We stand with men, women, and children of every time and place, all called out of the nations. We are all one holy family whose King and God is Jesus Christ. We are joined to them even as they are joined to us. Cultures, languages, ethnicities don't matter, for Christ is the King of all nations. He has bought us Americans with his own blood, even as he bought the Jews and the Romans and the Germans and the Asians and all other nations. And so all who believe in this word of God are one holy apostolic Christian church, separated, different, with Christ crucified as our motto. We follow Christ crucified. Christ crucified is our nation's rallying point, and it leads us through the world. So what can stand in our way? Not trouble, not disease, not sickness, not tyrants, not apathy. Nothing can stand in our way, for Christ has blazed the trail, and we are simply following him. It's ironic that the pagan Herod would point the Magi to where Christ is found and send them on their way. It's ironic that Pilate would make sure all nations would know where the King of the Jews is as he pasted above his cross, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Here is your King, bleeding and dying for you so that life and salvation in the eternal realms of heaven might be yours forever. And so you don't fit in. You don't fit in because you are citizens of a heavenly country. Our kingdom is not of this world. Our citizenship is not simply here in America, but our citizenship is with Christ in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body. Yet out of grace, this heavenly King comes down to us today. And the word leads us to where that King is now present. So for the Magi, that King was present in Bethlehem. They didn't see the star in the east and then remain at home to worship him in their hearts, as some try to say today. But the Spirit leads them to where Christ is found. Christ is not found in Bethlehem for you. So you do not stay at home with troubled Jerusalem to worship Christ in your heart, but you go to where he is actually present with his grace and mercy and gifts. You come here to his holy altar. The Magi offer their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You come and offer your bodies, all that you are and have, as living sacrifices to God, who has called you out of darkness and into his light. Yet unlike the Magi, you also receive the eternal gifts that he gives. You eat his body, you drink his blood, and are confirmed and strengthened in the heavenly kingdom, which he has prepared for you from before the creation of the world. So the Spirit leads you to where Christ is manifest for you, to where Christ is revealed for you, not Bethlehem, but the holy altar. And you bend your knee in worship and adoration, for he is your King and your God and your sacrifice. You gather together with men and women of every tribe, language, and nation, with people who have completely different backgrounds and histories from you. You gather together as one holy church, all coming to receive the eternal gifts your King has won by his blood. This child is for every nation. He has not forgotten you, though you live 2,000 years after the Magi's visit. He has not forgotten you, but he has come for you. We foreigners, we outsiders, we who are different in culture and background, have been led into his eternal kingdom and been made part of the true Israel. by the Spirit through the Word. Then, as the Magi returned to their country by another way, so also you return to your homes by another way. That way is Christ. He is your King, so you submit to Him. You live as citizens of heaven, not as citizens of earth. You do not seek to gratify your own pleasures, your own desires, but you seek to live in service to your King, for He alone is the way to heaven. So Epiphany reveals how the Spirit leads us foreigners to Christ, found present at the holy altar, so that we might gather around Him in worship and in adoration and receive the eternal gifts He has won for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.